Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled LCD and Me. Let us begin at the beginning by defining exactly what I mean by LCD. I'll start with the process of elimination. What I do not mean is that LCD watch on your arm, friends, those liquid crystal diochronometers that flourish because fewer and fewer folks know how to read time. I'm not talking about electronic masturbation auditory devices. No, sir, I'm talking about society LCD. LCD and me. LCD and thee. LCD and we. I'm talking about fractions. I'm not talking about whole numbers. You go try traveling through the whole universe and just try to land on a whole number. Just see where it lands you. You just try it. You need fractions. Fractions. Because that's where numbers come from. They're not just born whole any more than you and me are. They're made up of fractions. Fractions added, fractions divided and multiplied, and in some cases, at least while it's still legal, fractions subtracted. And how do you manage these fractions, friends? What do you need to find first? Why, the LCD, of course. LCD, lowest common denominator. That's how you manipulate fractions, friends, and that's exactly how the conspiracy manipulates us. You see, the conspiracy realized a long time ago that shit floats. So they've carefully diluted the population with subhumans, substupids, and those insidious normals. But that wasn't good enough for them now, was it? No siree, they wanted to cover the entire surface with shitheads just to make certain that no one with above average intelligence could rise up for a gasp of air. And by Jove, they've done it! But anything worth doing is worth overdoing, or so the conspiracy says. So they're still going at it, opening the floodgates to maximum full. Sure, we'll take 100,000 of Castro's prisoners. Why not? Our illegal immigration is at an all-time high. We might as well mix in a few legal illegals, right? And while we're at it, why not send the dope John Paul to the most overpopulated corners of the globe to pass out rewards to mothers with the largest uneducated families? Sure, why not? The conspiracy figures, if it doesn't overpopulate the world fast enough, the sub-genies might just educate it. Democracies must be flooded with illiterates first, or else each one of those sub-genie votes will count extra. No, sir, the conspiracy must dilute the sub-genies if it has to destroy the planet to do so. But that takes time now, friends, don't it? And the conspiracy only has till 1998. So bringing in the uneducated from the rest of the world isn't good enough. The conspiracy has instructed its puppeteer presidents to dilute the domestic educational system as well before it can make headway towards enlightening the general populace. You see, they use a three-pronged plan in celebration of their trilateral roots from hell. First, they appoint an education president. Now, as you are all no doubt aware, in the government, everything is the opposite of what it is called. The Defense Department is the Offense Department. The rockets it deploys are called peacekeepers. The Welfare Department is anything but well. Army Intelligence is an oxymoron. About the only accurate title is Vice President and Second Lady. Now, this all leads into the second prong of attack, the educational priorities themselves. Quote, we must reevaluate and invest in our people because minds are terrible things unless wasted. Unquote. Case in point, special education. That's where we pay extra to tutor our children with special talents. The gifted, the exceptional, the future world leaders, the few, the proud, the sub-genies. Wrong! That may have been the purpose in the past, but not no more. No, sir. Special education under the conspiracy means privileged tutoring for the subnormals. Not the normals, mind you, but the subnormals, the retarded, the mentally handicapped, deserving of education, certainly, but who other than the conspiracy would have the gall and ever dream of canceling accelerated learning to the gifted sub-genies of the world, only to turn around and expand the retarded programs and then call that special education. As much as our hearts go out to the subnormals, how could our minds ever permit the word special to become a label for the retarded? Special means exceptional, distinctive. The normals are making fun of us when they apply subgenius adjectives to subnormals, and no one is more of a victim than the retarded themselves, who, deprived of future advances in subgenius medicines, are condemned to yet future generations of retarded / subnormals. You see, years ago, when the normals were first designed, something went wrong. the sub-sub-genius gene inadvertently replicated onto itself and created the sub-sub-sub-genius. It has long been suspected that the conspiracy perpetuated this defect, either by will or design, in order so that the normals might also enjoy the feeling of superiority that we so commonly take for granted when compared to them. Alas, although our minds are to the normals as theirs are to the subnormals, our acute awareness of our innate superiority is not so much one of happiness and glee, but one of pity and sorrow. We feel somehow responsible for their embarrassing lack of intelligence. Our anguish towards normals is defensive in nature and by no means permanent. Had the conspiracy not declared an open state of war on all subgeniuses, we would have continued our policy of inner help and IQ outreach. We were willing to carry our so-called bright man's burden, regardless of the mass, weight, and especially density. But no! The third prong of attack had to be launched. The outnumbering campaign, which includes but is not limited to domestic attempts to outnumber our children. The latest phase of the attack is to forbid abortions so that when the stupid normals make stupid mistakes and unplanned pregnancies, out comes another one. Well, friends, we got a surprise for the conspiracy, don't we? When we make mistakes, it's deliberate, and no one can outgun the subgenies when it comes to sex. We are the personification of quality, quantity, sex. And if anyone can overrun this planet, it's us. You want to play dirty? We're the kings of nastiness. And if you don't believe us, just try taking one of us home. Church adjourned for you know what. Praise Bob. All woman.